This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin would be critical and that he'd offer to Moscow to cooperate on areas of common interest if the Kremlin so chooses. Mr. Biden characterized Putin as, quote, an adversary or someone who could be an adversary, end quote, and as bright and tough. Speaking at a news conference after a NATO summit in Brussels, the president said China and Russia were trying to split the transatlantic alliance and that while he was not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO would respond if Moscow, quote, continued its harmful activities, end quote. Mr. Biden also said the potential death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, now jailed in Russia, would be a tragedy and would hurt Russian relations with the rest of the world and with the United States. Ukraine does not see the risk of U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin cutting a deal on Ukraine behind Ukraine's back, the foreign minister told a briefing in Kiev Tuesday. Mr. Biden and Putin meet in Geneva this week in their first meeting since Biden became president. Ukraine has told allies it would not accept any agreements reached in discussions where Ukraine was not present, the foreign minister said. Hong Kong's leader says her government is closely watching a nearby Chinese nuclear power plant following a news report that it might be leaking. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says government data shows radiation levels in Hong Kong are normal. Taiwan said a record 28 Chinese military aircraft, including fighter jets and nuclear capable bombers, flew into its defense zone Tuesday as Beijing hit out at international criticism of its military posturing. The incursion came a day after NATO said China's increasingly aggressive military goals threatened international order.